Good morning, and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church in Morgan Hill, California. We want to thank those who are worshiping with us in our sanctuary this morning, and those who are listening on the internet and KKMC, we welcome you also. And if you're a visitor, we'd like for you to see one of our ushers in the back. They have a card you could fill out, and when the offering plate is passed, you can put it in, and pastor would like to call you and thank you for worshiping with us today. You can also find a sermon pastor will be teaching today in your church bulletin also. And the scripture of the month is also found in your bulletins. It's in Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And the choir just blessed us with a beautiful song concerning all those great things. And we have been blessed this past year. I know we're looking forward to greater blessings this coming year. And it's just going to get better and better and better, because ultimately, heaven. So let's we're going to now continue doing what we come to do. And that is to praise our Lord with your beautiful voices, with Tae Young at the piano and Victor Laurel leading the songs.
Thank you, Wayne. Hope everyone was blessed this week. I know we were all blessed by Christmas, right? And hopefully we had a good time with our friends and family, and an opportunity to share to people what the real meaning of Christmas is, right? And it's all about Christ. And nice to see our missionaries here, the Avalas and the Francos. Merry Christmas to you guys. All right, why don't we turn to our first hymn, number 348, The Beautiful Garden of Prayer, and we'll sing the first and the third stanzas. Turn to our second hymn, number 466, Christ Liveth in Me. 466. We'll first sing the first and the last. gift, right? That Christ lives in us. That's our special gift. Amen. Why don't we turn to our last hymn, number 468. I will sing the wondrous story. And why don't we rise as we sing 468. I will sing the wondrous story.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to Bethel, and what a blessing it is that we can all be gathered together today and seen some faces I haven't seen for quite some time, and we've had some people that have traveled just a short distance from Bogota, Colombia. Man, that's just a train ride, if that, right? Well, glad to have you with us today. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we enter into your presence through the shed blood of Jesus Christ, rejoicing in your hope and in your joy, rejoicing in your glorious riches which we have in Christ Jesus, standing in awe of your mercy and your grace. And as we enter into your presence, we seek for your intercession, for your blessing upon us and upon the people of Bethel and our friends and family. In the Psalms, in Psalms 34, David writes, he says, "The righteous cry and the Lord hears and delivers them out of their troubles." And so, Father, we pray that you will deliver our family and our friends and us out of our troubles and lift us up and strengthen us. We pray for your transforming power, for your reviving spirit to be upon the people of Bethel and upon all who call upon your name, that there would be a deep longing and thirsting and desire to know you more passionately and to serve you with all of their heart. We pray that you would enable us and strengthen us to be that voice of truth and that voice of hope that our neighbors and coworkers and family need to hear, and that they would not only hear of your transforming power, but they would see it through the love of your people. And we pray that as we engage with those around us, that the people in this country would return to its first love, who is God, who is Jesus. We pray for your strengthening and healing power upon those who are afflicted. We lift up to you Lily Ida and pray for you to strengthen her, the platelets in her blood, and to strengthen her body. We pray for Raquel, for you to bless her with strength in her breathing and encourage her with patience in you. We pray for our friend Ed Hernandez, suffering greatly from back pain, that you would comfort him and encourage him in your presence and in peace. We pray that you be with Jorge and Martha Peretti, serving in Argentina as they are facing several different health issues. Lord, bless them and encourage them in your presence and peace. We pray for our friend Monty Llewellyn, who has been in the hospital with COPD, with kidney failure, with heart troubles. Comfort him, Lord, and lift him up unto yourself. And Lord, we pray for those who are dealing with cancer, for Gabbis, who is a co-worker, who's a father of Christina Ida's co-worker, for Bob Jones's brother, Ron, for Daniel Lacey's brother-in-law, Peter, for Dinesh's daughter, Dinesh is a co-worker of Victor, for Christina Ida's friend, Carolyn. Bless these people who are dealing with cancer. Comfort them with your love and encourage them with your healing power and comforting spirit. We praise you, Lord, and thank you as we hear of the reports of those who are being used of you to bring a new life into this world. For our friend Alicia Birchfield, expecting in January, and Jacqueline Palmer, expecting in May. Bless them, Lord, with strength and guidance to raise these children according to the word of God and the testimony of Christ. We pray for your wisdom and guidance for those seeking to know your will and to wait upon you. Lord, we pray for Bethel as we try to adjust and enhance our facilities, that, Lord, you would provide an open door for us. And more importantly, Lord, that you would enable us and strengthen us to reach out to the community around us with the gospel of Jesus Christ, that many people, whether they come here or not, but they would know the Lord. We pray for Martha Bell as she's searching for work, that you would open up a door of opportunity for her. And we pray for Christians throughout the world who are being persecuted for their faith. Lift them up and strengthen them to stand boldly in the word of God and in the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ, to be light in the midst of darkness, hope for the hopeless. Father, we pray for your blessing upon the missionaries that we have throughout the world. For Giovanni and Barbara Avendano serving in Guatemala, Jose and Diane Avila serving in various places in Latin America, Elvis and Stephanie Franco serving in Bogota, Colombia, Marta Peretti serving in Buenos Aires, Argentina, Carl and Ruth Knott serving in Spain, Eusebio Marixa Perez also in Spain, for Informed Choices ministering to women out of Gilroy, Daniel and Miriam Lacey serving in Bob's Auto Cafe in Oregon, and Fred and Carol Lewis training and educating missionaries, Lord, before they go into the field. Bless them with your spirit and your divine presence and guidance. We pray for the offering that we're about to receive, that it would be used for your honor, for your glory, for the expansion of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We pray for those who support the work of ministry, that you would bless them and prosper them in you, whether they are in the sanctuary, whether they're listening over KKMC, over the internet, or whether they receive our CDs. Bless them, Lord, with your divine guidance and with your divine provisions. We praise you and rejoice in you in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you.
Thank you very much, choir, for blessing us once again. And again, I would like to welcome and thank those who have come to worship with us today in our sanctuary and over the internet and the radio. And now we're going to be getting into God's Word. The very breath of God is going to be speaking to us as Pastor brings the message to us. And let us stand for the reading of God's Word. It's in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 12 through 16. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 12 through 16. And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has enabled me because he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. Although I was former a blasphemer, a persecutor, and an insolent man, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord was exceedingly abundant with faith and love, which are in Christ Jesus. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. However, for this reason, I obtained mercy, that in me, first Jesus Christ, might show all longsuffering as a pattern to those who are going to believe on him for everlasting life. Amen. Now let us bow for a word of prayer, please. Our Father, who art in heaven, we once again enter into the Holy of Holies, into your presence by the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for sending your Son, the Messiah, in the fullness of time, to be born as a baby in Bethlehem, born as a king, born to die, born to pay for the sins of the sinner, of which we all are. For the whole world is headed for hell. That is the bad news, because we're all from Adam. All mankind born sinners. This is mankind's problem, Lord. But Father, we know that mankind is spiritually dead because when Adam sinned in the garden, you took the spirit of life from Adam, the Holy Spirit, and he became spiritually dead. But he remained alive for about 930 years. Father, we too are physically alive but are born spiritually dead because we are all sinners. But Father, we thank you for having a plan to save sinners. The good news, the gospel, Jesus is the answer. He is the one who paid for all mankind's sin at his death on the cross. And we were reconciled back to you, Father, and by his resurrection life is how we're saved today, by giving his life to us, giving back to us the Holy Spirit that we lost in the garden. Thank you, Father, for the free gift of salvation when we turn to Jesus and put our trust in him. Thank you for your mercy and your grace. Father, thank you for your love story to all mankind, the Bible, about how much you love mankind. Father, now bless your word. Bless all your hearers, and bless Pastor Greg Thomason in Jesus' name. Amen.